I want to take my text from Matthew chapter 5. We won't stay there for very long, but I just want to read a couple of verses. Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 14. Now, I appreciate what Daddy says. What we have to do is be faithful. That's all the Lord has called us to do. And the thoughts that are on my mind, I pray they're of the Lord, that if I had to put a title on this, would be The Faithful Blessed. Now, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Now, yes, obviously, if you're in a dark house and somebody lights a candle and puts it on a candlestick, you can see. It's a lot better than putting it under a bushel. Let's dive deeper into that. If we're letting our light shine, if he keep reading in verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before men. If we're letting our light shine, we can be a benefit and a help to those around us. We could be a good influence. We could be a changing influence. Like he would say in verse 15, but put it on a candlestick and it giveth light unto all them that are in the house. If we're being faithful to God, if we're being faithful to this word, trying our best to do what we can to follow his commandments, live a good life, brothers and sisters, we can be a benefit to our family. We can be a benefit to our church. And like I said, sometimes we look at this world and we say, what can I do? Well, I know I can change me. I can change me. And maybe I can be a little influence to her, my little girl. Maybe I can be an influence to my family. Maybe some of my light can be shining. Maybe some of my stuff that I'm doing could be a good influence on somebody else and make them want to change. We could be a benefit to the ones around us. We could be among the faithful, blessed. First person I want to look at is Joseph. You know, Old Testament, Joseph. How many here would like to live the life of Joseph? Maybe the latter parts. Latter parts of his life seem to be all right. You know, one of the rulers of Egypt, living a life of ease, being a wonderful benefit to his people. Now, the life of Joseph, he started out, he's hated by his brethren, his own brothers, his own family hated him. Hated him so much they thought to kill him. But one of them decided, no, let's not kill him. But anyway, they sold him into slavery. Might as well have been a death sentence. Took him away from his home, his family, everything he ever knew, and sold him into slavery. Then when he was a slave, we read that God was with him. But he was still faithful in all that he did. And God blessed him to find favor in Potiphar's house. And Potiphar put him over in charge of everything. You know? Went from a slave to still a slave, but a slave with some status. But then he was falsely accused. Falsely accused. He did no wrong. He was a good man. He was faithful to God. When that situation arose, he did what he was supposed to do. He got him out. He left. Didn't try to talk out. Didn't try to appease anything. He just left. Just flee from that evil. He was a good man. But then, because he was falsely accused, he was thrown into prison. But even in prison, God was with him. God was still with him. He was still faithful to his God, even though his life has gone from up to down to up to down. Still faithful to God. Still a good man. Still living a godly life. And he found favor from the prison. Because God was with him. But then even though in prison, what's the last thing we think about him being in prison? He's forgotten about. You know, the people that he helped while he was in there, he was forgotten about. Not forgotten by God. The Lord was still with him. He was still faithful, even through the trials that he had to face. He was faithful, he was good, and God was with him. I like to think of Joseph as one of those faithful, blessed. Next one I want to look at is Daniel. Don't you love to read in Daniel? Let's turn on over to Daniel real quick. Daniel chapter 1. We know that the children of Israel have been carried away captive. Nebuchadnezzar had come in, and the Lord had given Israel into his hand. Because of the unfaithfulness of Israel, prophet after prophet after prophet had been sent and telling them to change, be faithful to God, keep his commandments, until there was no remedy. Then the Lord gave the Israelites into Nebuchadnezzar's hand. Well, Daniel was one of them among them. And I hope you're familiar with the story. I don't want to take a lot of time and read too much. But hopefully you're familiar with everything that Daniel had to endure and what he was doing. And, you know, he was supposed to be set before the king after a certain period of time. You know, he was supposed to be given the king's meat and the king's wine, and he was supposed to eat this. But in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, read with me. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince and the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. He says, I don't want any part of this. I have to serve my God. I want to be faithful to him. I don't want to defile myself with this meat that's been offered to idols. Amen. Now, you have to look at this situation. He's a captive. You know, the situation that he was in, it was very easy for that eunuch just to take his sword out and be done with it because of the audacity that he had to request such. To refuse the king's meat, refuse the king's wine. But because Daniel was faithful, the Lord was with him. The Lord will bless us when we're faithful. Even if it seems like we're going through hard times, the Lord can still be with us. And we see that the Lord was with Daniel. And he found favor in those. And he didn't have to defile himself with the king's meat. And because he was faithful to God, God still blessed him. And if you keep on reading, you find out that at the end of that time, that Daniel and his companions, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they looked the best out of all. Because they were faithful to God. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Everybody's familiar with that story, right? I hate to say story. It's a true account. Find that over in Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar had made a golden image. And he wanted everybody to worship this golden image. You can see this old king being puffed up again. He's wanting everyone to worship him. He's a great king, though. Has dominion over all. And the decree was for them to bow down and worship this golden image. Brother and sister, that is totally against what we're supposed to do. And these three Hebrew children, we read in verse 3, verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Now, I don't believe that they were disrespectful. I don't think they were spiteful in anything. But they were letting the king know, we're not going to do this. Like Daniel would say, he purposed in his heart he would not defile himself with the king's meat. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were faithful to God, standing up before the king of the known world at this time, saying, we're not going to do this. And if we keep reading, it says, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Man, can you imagine the boldness of these three? Brother, that's what we need to be. We need to be rooted in this faith. We need to be firm in our beliefs. We need to know what's truth. We need to hold to the truth and be grounded in it. That when opposition comes, we have that faith and we have that courage to stand and say, I'm going to do what's right, even if it means my death. You know, that's what the Lord would say, take up your cross and follow me. Brethren, that says even unto death, taking up our cross. Now, hopefully we'll never have to experience something like that. But if we're not willing to stand up to people, so-called friends, and tell them, I'm not going to do this because it's not right, how can I ever face my true enemy? How can I ever have the courage to face certain death if I can't handle a friend turning his back on me? We need to be standing firm. We need to be like these good examples we have, these wonderful examples we have in God's Word of men that have in times of old have been faithful. Like I said, my message, faithful, blessed. We know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we know the story. They had to go into the fire. They were cast in. But God was with them. They even said, if God be deliver us from this, but if not, we'll still not serve. They still had the faith. If not, if we're cast in, we're still not going to. We'll go to our death for not serving other gods. But again, because of interest of time, I'm not going to read a whole lot. But we know. Didn't you see? Remember old Nebuchadnezzar said, didn't we cash three in? Lo, I see four. And the fourth is like unto the Son of God. God didn't deliver them from the fire, but he did deliver them through the fire. And you know, after this, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were set up in high positions. I mean, they were already in high positions, but now, what a benefit they were to the children of Israel. Right. What a benefit Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were to the children of Israel in this strange and foreign land. You know, if you're ever held captive, you know, and you're brought over into a land that's not yours, you're going to be walking on eggshells, pins and needles the whole time because there's nobody looking out for you. There's nobody on your side. God is going to be with us. But isn't it such a blessing that he was able to put people in key positions? And you know they were a blessing to the people for years. Daniel was faithful to God throughout several kings and was still helping his people. So we're among the faithful blessed. Brethren, we need to be faithful to our God. Even if we're not in high places of authority, sometimes we may be the only authority we have is our family. But isn't that enough? Shouldn't we even focus on that? It's very important for us to be focusing on changing ourselves, being faithful to God, no matter what opposition comes. And I know in my life I have failed more than most. But I can change now. I can start afresh. And I can do better. I hope one of these days that if something ever does happen like this, that I can have that faith and courage like Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and stand against the opposition. I hope and pray that I'm able to do that. I can't say, well, yes, I'm going to do that, because I haven't been faced with it yet. But hopefully so. And we're not done with Daniel. You remember when King Darius and those presidents and other rulers, they came to him and had to make the decree that if anybody would worship other gods than the Medes and Persians, be cast into the den of lions. Now remember, that's a den of lions, plural. It wasn't just a den of this old toothless lion in there. I'm pretty sure they were hungry. But Daniel, I love reading that. Let's go to Daniel. Let's see, what is that at? Daniel 6. Daniel 6. Daniel 6, verse 10. Remember, the decree had been signed. Now, verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he knew that the writing was signed. The decree was signed. It's law now. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. This wasn't anything new. He had been doing this all along. This is a lesson for us. We need to start these good habits now. Start these wonderful habits now, so we can be strengthened now for when trouble should come. But he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Now some people would think that, you know, if they didn't read that just right, they would think, well, he was just, you know, having his windows open and being brazen and just wanting to be spiteful. But no, the scriptures are very accurate. It says, as he did aforetime. He didn't change anything. He was still faithful to his God. Even though he said he knew the writing was signed. It's law. But they tricked the king, and then they had Daniel bound and thrown into the den of lions. And you know that king, he didn't get a wink of sleep that night. He was tossing and turning because, you know, he loved Daniel. Because God was with Daniel. God has blessed Daniel so much and let him prosper in his kingdom. So yes, he loved Daniel. And he didn't get a good night's sleep at all. Didn't sleep worth anything. And I love that verse 16. Then the king commanded and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Now, it sounds like the king had some confidence. But would he have tossed and turned all night? But maybe he had seen enough in Daniel. Maybe there was some glimmer of hope. But you know, when he came to the tomb, when he came and had the stone rolled away, he asked if Daniel was still alive. Sometimes I think that's how my faith is. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. We need to have our faith strengthened. Be having our courage, strengthen our courage ourselves in the Lord. Knowing that's where our strength comes from. Knowing that's where our help comes from. But we know that the Lord delivered Daniel out of that situation. It says that the Lord sent an angel to shut the mouth of the lion. Now I've heard that. Wonder if maybe Daniel made a nice little pillow out of that lion. I don't know if that's what happened, but it is kind of nice to think about that even God can make him have a wonderful sleep in the den of lions. But the main point is he delivered him through that. He delivered him out of danger because he was faithful. Because he was faithful to his God. Brethren, this is a wonderful time for us to buckle down, read more, learn the truth, and be faithful now. So when objectives come and when opposition comes, we can still be faithful. We can hold strong because we have something to hold on to. And that's the thing about having like fire extinguishers and smoke alarms, smoke detectors and stuff like that. What good is it to get it, go out to the store and buy one after your house is burnt down? We need to be knowing the truth. We need to be holding firm, being faithful to God now. Strengthen ourselves now. Going back to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid." Brother, we need to be reading more. We need to be letting our light shine more, showing our faithfulness to God. But verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." It's about Him. It's not about me. I'm supposed to be faithful in my life to Him, being faithful to my God, so people can see that and see these wonderful examples of the faithful, blessed, and see this is the right way to go. And in verse 15, about the candlestick that's put on and gives light unto the house, we need to be doing that, showing ourselves strong and faithful unto God and being a benefit to those around us, being a good influence. There's plenty of influences in the world. Most of them are bad. There's enough of them out there that's just wrong, terrible, things that are creeping in, things that are trying to get in, even to the church, and are having success. That's why we need to be standing firm on truth and being faithful so we can be among the faithfully blessed. Thank you for your kind attention.